Hi, my name is Vince Lennox. I am a ranger with the Forestry Commission. We are at the site of Tevasol Colliery, or as it was called, Butcher Wood. All you can see now are two balancing ponds. These were not here originally, and this was actually where the colliery buildings were. The two balancing ponds you see are collecting water off of the top of the spoil heap, which flows down into the first pond, goes under the track into the second pond, then either evaporates or goes down through the overflows and down into the stream, down to the road. When the collieries were originally here, the spoil heaps would spontaneously combust with the types of materials and pressures involved, and locals would often say that it was like looking out at night time into hell. The hillside would be glowing hot and smoking. And then when the collieries were finally disused and knocked down, there was a period of desolation, black, grey, full of holes, a very dangerous place to be. And it was cleared up over a period of 4 or 5 years and then converted into the woodland you see now. The site is managed for the public and wildlife, of course. The paths have to be kept clear, and the trees, when they get too big, will have to be felled to keep pathways clear. And some of the conifers you see on the hillside, when they're old enough, will be harvested for timber products like chipboard, MDF, newspapers, etc.